Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Leon moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leon moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Baker catches it and throws to first to double up Melton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. Hermann moves to third. Leon moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann tags and scores. Leon tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive towards the mound. Palmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Sharp who is chasing the ball. Bumbry reaches third base with a triple. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to home to get Bumbry. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Powell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Grich moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Larry Brown pinch hits for Frank Baker. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Forster. Bellinger moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Larry Brown now playing third base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Grant Jackson now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Tony Muser. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Earl Williams. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. Cabell moves to second. One out. Don Baylor pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Grich scores. Cabell moves to third. Baylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.